Because I will tend to drag.
Yeah, yeah. These stories are getting tedious, so we need to turn the click track on. Definitely.
I like how this mic makes me sound like a man.
You don't look like a man. I'm looking at you.
I know, but...
You look like a beautiful man.
Well, thank you.
Not just a man.
But...
Yeah, the closer I get to it, the more I sound like...
The closer you get, the deeper it goes.
I can't do that. That's just the thing. I wish I could do that. Can I move my mic?
I can't read good.
Yes, I can move it.
Is that better?
Yeah. I gotta get maximum bass.
Maximum bass.
Maximum bass.
In HD. Everything's in HD now. All right, well, this is... I'm Jay Severett.
I'm Dan Cohen.
And we are in my basement.
Yeah, and Teddy's here, too.
Yeah, my dog Ted's here. Hey, Teddy.
We got coffee. I got my camera. We have our laptops out. We're naked.
Nude as bees. And what we're doing is stuff that we should be doing all the time and should have been doing for years. Literally years.
Literally.
At least 6 or 7 years we should have been doing this kind of thing. But we're doing it now. Yeah. We're not going to dwell on the past.
We just found out about the internet. So
we just heard there's these tubes that connect everyone to everyone else. And we want to get on the tube.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to talk about a couple of things. We're going to talk about Terra Rosa, my new record that came out just a few months ago. And the tour I'm about to do with Dan. Dude, don't be taking pictures of the dog. I'm trying to tell a story.
So cute. You just wait till you see these pictures.
And definitely don't take pictures of me.
You look great.
Thanks, buddy.
Really good.
This is really meta.
Oh, that's a terrible picture, though. That's, ooh.
Anyway, we're talking about the dates we're about to do in Europe together. And then Dan is doing some solo dates in Norway. And then I'm coming back to Norway, and we're doing a show together. And then we're coming back to America, and he's doing dates all over the U.S. by himself.
Yes.
And I am not.
Yeah, but you're going to be touring a lot.
I am.
Then you're going back.
I am.
Then we're going back in October.
Yeah, we're going
to Norway.
Yeah. So we're going to be doing lots of things. There's lots of stuff going on. And we're going to talk about Dan's new record, which is called...
Bluebird.
And you will probably get a gift in the mail from Dan. I don't know what the item will be, but I can assure you there will be a Bluebird on it.
Yeah.
I now have a shirt, a CD, a coffee cup. And
more on the way. Probably stickers.
Stickers.
Underwear.
Nice.
Women's underwear, of course.
Sure.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. I think that's going to be good. So we're going to talk about that stuff, and also we're just going to bullshit and talk shit because really we have a lot of stuff that we should be doing right now, and neither one of us want to. So this is better than all of the adult things that we ought to be doing, like today's tax day in the United States.
Yes, it is.
And did you get yours done, Dan?
I just did, thanks to you, because you have a fax machine and other adult things.
And because I'm a CPA.
Well, so I got that done.
That's good.
So I feel like I've, pretty much done my adult things for,
April?
Know. Yeah. Exactly. Why did I choose April 15th to have my record come out?
Oh, wow. I didn't even think about that.
Today is the release date of my record, Bluebird.
So Bluebird is available
Dan
where
Cohen.
All fine records can be purchased as long as it's a couple of different places that Dan put the record in.
There are two copies at Grimey's.
If you're in Nashville, go down to Grimey's, buy a copy of Bluebird. I think there's even Terra Rosa. Buy Bluebird and Terra Rosa. And when you get up to the front desk, the cashier will go, I didn't even know these records existed. Why would you want them?
And I was there yesterday at Grimey's, and I noticed the 12-inch single for Bad Things was there.
I wish it wasn't. I wish someone would have bought it.
Was there only one there?
I have no idea.
I think probably there were 15, and somebody bought the first 14.
I like the way you're thinking.
That sounds like, yeah.
I think that's probably horse shit,
that's
the kind of horse shit that I can get behind. That doesn't sound good.
Ugh. You eat pieces of shit for breakfast?
No, that's not what I said. So, yeah, this is not going to be... We are going to use nasty language and just be ourselves, which is in a vulgar thing anyway. So just brace yourself for that. So let's talk about some dates.
Yeah.
Do you think we should?
I think we should.
Okay.
We're leaving very soon.
We are. We're leaving on Sunday, you and I, mm-hmm. and we're going to Dublin, and then immediately getting on a train and going to Belfast.
G'day.
G'day, mate. We're in Ireland. G'day, mate. We're from America. We don't know how accents work.
We don't. It's true.
So,
you know how the Irish, they can do the Irish a little bit.
You're pretty good at it.
It's just a matter of making everything sound like a question. And no matter what you say, if it sounds like you're asking a question at the end of it, then that's Irish. Irish.
Right. I don't think that's true. I don't think that's true.
Yeah, but
I think you're conflating like Irish with Valley Girl.
No, well, okay, maybe a little bit. But they do a lot in UK, do this thing where they say a sentence, but then they add a question at the end of it. They're like, well, I don't know, do I? Well, you're going down to the pub, aren't you?
Yeah, that's true. They do that.
Mm.
They do do that. They do that in French as well.
Really?
Yeah, everything ends in non. You know? Well, not everything.
So the anus is on you.
Yeah, basically, it's confrontational, but in a passive-aggressive way, and I like that. I'm used to that.
Yes, you do like that.
Apparently.
I don't. It makes me feel itchy and sweaty.
No, I don't like the passive-aggressive angle. I'd rather have the conflict.
Yeah, I don't like either of them. I go away and hide.
Well, that's not passive-aggressive at all. I'm taking my things and going to my room. I will see you at lobby call, maybe.
That's a solid one out of every five gigs I'm in there being social and meeting people and shaking hands.
You don't drink alcoholic beverages.
I don't drink alcoholic beverages.
Well, you have, but you're not good at it.
I drank all mine.
Yes, yes.
I finished early.
I think you drank even some of other people's,
yeah.
Maybe. But yeah, so being in a bar at 12 o'clock at night, 1 o'clock in the morning,
yeah.
Where everyone is hammered, is not probably as much fun for you as it is for others.
There's a breaking point in the evening,
mm-hmm.
and you know it as well. Everybody knows it, really.
I usually drink through it. That way I don't see it
coming.
That's
what I used to do. Yeah. I never really enjoyed being in bars, but I got through it by drinking. But when you're not drinking, you can identify that point very clearly. It's when people start getting fucking stupid.
Yeah.
And it's time to go. But
to be fair, people usually show up fairly impaired intellectually, I find.
Yes.
Not to bars, just to life. Just when they leave the house, there's some general deficit of intellect that they approach their whole day with. And that's why daddy drinks.
I would agree with that.
That's why daddy drinks. So yes, Dan will be at these gigs with me, and he is a personable,
very
affable young man. But catch him early before you get in the bag. Don't approach Dan when you're shitty drunk.
Please don't.
Nothing bad will happen. It just makes him sad.
I don't know why the drunkest person in the room wants to talk to the sober guy in the room, but it happens every fucking time. Please don't do it. You're going to do it anyway. Anyway, it's fun.
We've had some great late night conversations where you sit there and
while I
bloviate. Yeah, but at some point in the evening, I'm the drunkest guy in the room with you, because when we go back to the hotel and it's just me and you in the room and you're sober and I'm not, even if I've only had one drink or 27,
all right,
I'm the drunkest guy in the room.
Well, you can make the numbers work for you that way. It's tax day, so I'll allow it.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm gonna list my codependents, and all right. Let's talk about these dates.
So the first couple of dates in Ireland, it's just you and me, right?
Just you and I.
Because I'm using this opportunity to try to get a sort of itinerary, because I usually don't get one until like the day after we arrive, wherever we are.
You'll get an itinerary. I've been good about itineraries historically. Come on.
Oh, historically, yes. Yeah.
When was the last? Oh, this last run to Norway.
Run, yeah.
Well, dude, I was. Those weren't gigs, really.
Still, I didn't know where we were.
I didn't either. I wasn't keeping a secret.
Well, normally, I mean, in the past, I wouldn't care. I have historically not given a shit, but for some reason, I've decided to grow up in the last year.
Oh, great. So on my watch, you've decided that you're going to be a man, and I've got to deal with the...
Hey, I'm not saying that it's like an ideal situation for you, but there it is.
All right. Now, okay. I actually have a meeting with my business manager later today, and we're getting budgets and itinerary sorted out, and probably a week into the tour, you should get an itinerary.
That's good. That's all
and
I'm asking.
Before about. August is over, you'll probably get a check. Do not cash that check right away. We're going to need you to wait till early October, but then it should be good. Oh, and everybody got a pay cut. So anyway, these dates,
I could have sneaked that in there.
Our first show is going to be in Belfast, Ireland. I guess, do you have to say Northern Ireland?
You know what? I tried to put Northern Ireland on.
And it says UK.
And it says United Kingdom.
And that's not cool.
That's
not cool.
No. So, Northern Ireland, we tried. But
I think some of them have been also trying for a while.
For a while.
With certainly mixed results. But perhaps we shouldn't discuss this since we're about to arrive there.
Maybe not. We can talk about Scotland seceding from...
No, we can't talk about Scotland because there's no Scottish states on this tour, and I'm getting a rash of shit from Scottish people about that. We just played Glasgow.
I wish we were going to Scotland.
I wish we were, too.
I always love going to Scotland.
Me, too. But, you know, that's just not where things... Talk to your local music venue folks if you want us to come to your fair hamlet.
Yes.
Tell them to get a hold of my booking agent in the UK. He's on jsebert.com, Chris Metzler.
I want to hear Jess Everett play at the club.
Because that's how all Scottish people talk. Is that a pirate?
I don't know.
A Scottish pirate? I'm not going to do any accents.
Well, I'm there for a few days. I've got the hang of it. But when I get back here, then I lose it.
Oh, that lose was nice.
Thank you.
That was very authentic. Anyway, April 22nd, first show of this run, Jace and Dan, the Jace Everett duo featuring Dan Cohen. That's how I listed it on Reverb Nation. Because when I play to 50 people, I like to be a pretentious twat as much as possible. And Dan likes to be featured.
Yes, because even fewer people have heard of me than have heard of you.
Yeah, which is mathematically quite difficult.
I know.
But anyway, we will be at the... Can you pronounce this for me? The Errigal Inn?
The Errigal Inn.
Yeah.
Errigal?
Errigal.
Belfast.
In Belfast on Tuesday, April 22nd. That's where we will be.
I will not be driving this time.
No, you will not.
Last time I broke the car.
I will not be driving this time. We are taking a train.
Fantastic.
We arrive in Dublin on the 21st of April.
Fucking love it.
And then we go immediately to the train station, and we get on a train and go to Belfast. Because driving in Ireland is difficult.
It is.
I mean, there's the sheep contingent that you have to worry about.
There's the sheep and then all the roundabouts, which go the wrong way. And
well, the roads,
levers on the left.
I don't mind that. I could do the... But the Irish roads are beautiful.
Yes.
But really designed for... horse.
Yeah.
Or a scooter.
A scooter. Really. A bicycle.
Or a drunken donkey or something. But anyway, we're going to be on the train, so we don't have to worry about that. So then we're going to go up to Belfast, do Tuesday, April 22nd, and then the next morning we are going to get back on the train and go to Dublin City, where we will be playing Whelan's on Wednesday, April 23rd. Then on Thursday, April 24th, we'll get on a plane and we'll fly... We'll fly over the...
Taking the ferry?
We're not taking the ferry.
Oh, thank God.
No. Taking a plane over to Birmingham, England, and we will be playing at Hare and Hounds on Thursday, April 24th in Birmingham. And then on Friday the 25th, a guy in a van with some gear is going to meet us at our hotel.
Is it Paul?
It's not Paul.
Oh, that's too bad.
Don't. We can't talk about Paul.
Oh, sorry.
No, I'm just kidding. But it's not Paul. It's a guy named Sean.
Hey, Sean.
And Sean's going to pick us up in a van, and we're going to get in the van, and we're going to go to Manchester. And then Kevin, our bass player, and Casey, our drummer, are going to meet us there.
Oh,
they're actually,
we're doing Birmingham as just a solo,
yeah,
as a
just,
duo as well?
Just a Jace Everett duo featuring Dan Cohen.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm starting to like the sound of that.
I would hope, because it was a real ass beating typing that out as often as I had
to. Sure.
But anyway, full band show at Manchester Academy 3. We haven't done a full band show in Manchester since, I think, 2011.
We have played, so I've played Whelans before.
Yes.
Which I love.
Yes.
And we've played Academy 3 before.
We've played Ergo Lynn before in Belfast. Yeah. That's when you broke the car, you broke it in their parking lot.
Is awesome also, and there was some awesome smack talk coming from a guy.
Oh, a guy just breaking my balls.
And it was just fantastic.
It was.
Yeah. I love that place too. Academy 3, we've played, I think, my third time, I think, with you playing.
Yeah, I think, I don't think I've played it without you.
Yeah.
I think I played the Academy 2, I think, with
some
Guy
Clark.
Some
unfortunate stuff happened. That's where you took your dick out and waved it around. Remember that?
Yeah, but that was just for me and you. I didn't do it to everybody else.
Well, I think you should share it with the whole world.
I don't know if there's enough to go around. I tried in my 20s. I gave it a good, thorough shot.
And I believe as he was brandishing his wang, his words were, "Hello, Manchester."
Yes, I did say that. Because they got that dressing room that's like four flights of stairs away from the stage. And it's this enormous room with glass walls all around. And yes, I pulled up Mr. Winky and said, "Hello, Manchester." And you threw up just a little bit.
More than a little bit.
God, I wish Teddy could get me coffee.
Teddy. Nothing. This wardrobe place, you've been to Leeds. I've never even been to Leeds.
Yeah, I've only been to Leeds to see. I saw my boy Chuck Prophet in Leeds.
That's right.
And I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, I've never been there to play. Never been to this venue. This may be the venue I saw Chuck at. I can't remember. I mean, that was 2008.
So these are all full band.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Manchester, Saturday, April 26th. Leeds, what is that called? The Wardrobe?
The Wardrobe, yeah.
Yeah, and then Sunday, April 27th, we'll be in Brighton, which I've never been to Brighton.
Me neither.
Super excited about that.
Playing the venue's called The Hope.
The Hope, yes. Well, and I've been fairly bereft of hope of late, so I'm looking forward to going to Brighton. Brighton, The Hope, and it's a very positive vibe.
I know, I hope it's not ironic.
Me too, and it's a Sunday, so you could come out on a Sunday to hear what we do. Sunday, April 27th, Brighton. At The Hope. Then Monday.
And I'm excited to see how you're going to pronounce this.
Norwich?
Yes.
Norwich, Norwich. At the Arts Center, Monday, April 28th. Then Tuesday, April 29th, we'll be in Nottingham at The Maze, which we've played The Maze on many occasions. Those guys are great.
Yes.
And we always go down to Sherwood Forest and have a picnic.
Yeah.
We don't actually. We've never done that.
I pick up my bow and arrow and hunt some game.
You are a pretty big hunter.
I've been watching a lot of Game of Thrones. Right.
What did you think of the last
episode?
Yeah, the last episode that was on Sunday night.
I
mean, I'm really glad that little prick is dead.
Yeah.
Just because he was irritating.
Yeah, but who are we going to hate now?
Oh, well, his mom's around.
Yeah, I know, but like...
She's so hot, it's hard to hate her.
Yeah, there's that. And like...
No, I still hate her.
Joffrey was like the linchpin of hatred for like a bunch of stuff. But see, I read this book. I think I was drunk when I read the book. I know it sounds weird. Don't drink and read. But
I've loved to drink and read.
We've all done it. And it's great because you can... You can read the book and just don't remember what happens. So Joffrey's dead? What? Oh, how did that happen?
Did I black out on page 46?
I thought he was there with the dragons. No. I do want to talk about this guy who invented the languages for the show.
It wasn't the author of the book?
Well, the author, George R. R. Martin.
George R. R. Martin.
He writes pirate books. R. R. Martin. There's some language in the books, but this guy they hired to do Dothraki
and
Valyrian, and he came up with 3,000 vocabulary words for Dothraki and complete grammar and the whole shebang.
Well, that's like what Tolkien did.
Yeah. His guy – and this is what this guy does. I want to call him. We need to hang out with him.
Well, let's get through these dates because he probably lives at Oxford, and that's where we're going to Oxford.
And this is what this guy does. Like, this is his
That's his gig? Like
creating languages.
God. What's his name?
David something.
Let me look David it up. Something. Look it up on the internet.
Yeah, you talk about the dates. I'll look up.
We, in case you haven't figured it all out yet, are huge really nerds.
Yes.
Yeah, and bedwetters as well. Anyway, Monday, April 28th, Norwich Arts Center. Then Tuesday, April 29th, Nottingham at the Maze. And then Wednesday, April 30th, first band show in London in a long time. We're going to be playing in London at the Borderline on Wednesday, April 30th. All these dates are on my website and on my official Facebook page as well. So get your tickets, please. Then it's a whole new month, and we're still there. And that'll be Thursday, May 1st. We're going to Bristol and playing St. Bonaventure's, which we've done a few times. Those are great folks down there. Looking forward to that again. And Friday, May 2nd, we will be at Oxford. Finally going to get to be an Oxford man.
Oxford.
But with a really, really shitty IQ.
Well, it's...
We're playing a... it says here...
You won't be the first.
Yeah. The Arts Bar or the Bullingdon. I'm not looking
Bullingdon
at...
Arms
Bullingdon
is
Arms.
Bullingdon
Arms, thank you.
Used, I guess...
What it used to be, and now it's just called the Arts Bar. I'm actually looking at a list that's from weeks and weeks ago and hasn't been updated because I'm an ass. So Friday, May 2nd in Oxford at Arts Bar. Then we are having a glorious day off in which we will drive to the Channel, go under the Channel, and drive to Paris.
You know what that day off is? Hopefully.
What?
That'll be my year anniversary sober.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
May 3rd? No, you're not coming off the wagon on the road with me.
No, that's not my plan.
You would not enjoy that.
You would not enjoy that.
I will
beat
you mercilessly and put you in a road case. Dry the fuck out.
We have road cases?
I'll get one just for you. No, we don't have road cases.
What I wanted to do was... Oh, I can't talk about that. No, sorry. Anyway, go ahead.
You can't talk about the group of
the
people
thing
that
I can't talk about that I'm not supposed to talk about.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people talk about that now. I think that
I know
that's...
they do, but it's a thing with the... Anyway, we can't talk about it.
Is the Archbishop going to come after you?
All right. You get these chips, and what I wanted to do was go to a meeting in England and get a chip, and in Paris and get a chip, and then in Spain and get a chip. So and then when I go up to Norway, get a chip. So I'd have like four one-year chips from like four different countries.
You should do that.
Yeah.
You should definitely... We will make that happen.
Okay.
We got to make that happen.
I don't know if we'll have time, though. This is a very... which I'm excited about because I actually don't like it when we have a lot of time off. People are like, "Did you get to see this? Did you get to see that?"
No,
I'm like,
did not.
I don't want to see that stuff. I want to play shows.
Well, I want to see that stuff and play shows, but unfortunately, we don't have that. No, I don't want to do it at the same time. I want to play shows and then want to go back over and do vacations and see that stuff.
Yeah, these are like scouting trips for future vacations.
Exactly.
Okay.
In a way. Mm. Except we don't make enough money to actually take those vacations, so really it's just
you
scouting.
Don't. I get paid really well by Jace Everett for these shows.
That's true. We're doing 11 shows in a row, 11 dates in a row, which is pretty intense. I will say, as a 41-year-old man, my voice is going to be probably shattered.
Yeah, we're going to need to pace yourself. That didn't make sense.
We're going to need to pace yourself.
I'm going to...
That sounds sexual when you say
we're going to need to pace you.
We're going to need to pace you.
We're going to slide it in there slowly at first. Let's speed up as we go along.
Oh.
All right.
God. Anywho, I've never done the Channel either. I've spent a lot of time in France, but I've never done the Channel.
Me neither. I've never gone from England to mainland Europe or vice versa.
Do you mean via the Channel?
No, I don't think I've ever. I think I've always gone to England and then flown directly home. Or
no,
gone to
you've
France.
Been you've been with me. When they lost our luggage, we played a show in London. Then we had to go to Norway like the next day.
Oh yeah.
So
but
don't.
That's not like.
Don't lie.
Okay.
Why do you have to be a liar?
That wasn't lying. That was just dumb.
This is us. We're trying to talk to our friends
and
fans.
Dumb foolery.
That was a goat fuck.
All right. I apologize to all three of you who are listening.
You think three people will go this far?
No.
Me neither. Anyway. Me neither. But I don't care. So after the Channel on May 3rd.
All bets are off now. I'm taking my pants off.
You already said that we were naked. So now you know. You're a liar.
I'm taking Teddy's pants off.
Dan's a liar.
Teddy's asleep. That's not a good sign.
Even the dog's bored by our bullshit. Sunday, May 4th, in Paris, we are playing the Divan du Monde, and I am really interested to see what that's about. I've literally never played Paris at all.
Neither.
And I haven't really played as Jace Everett in France. Back in the early 90s, mid-90s, I was playing bass in a rock and roll band, a cover band, where I played in France a lot. And then I went over in my first rock band that I had after that, Joytown, and we played a few weeks in the south of France. But I've never...
I know. I've seen the poster in Chris Responti's bathroom.
Yes. Well, that's where it belongs. But no, actually, it was a good little rock and roll band.
Wait. Didn't you do the...
That's right. I did that. I did one... what is that called? The...
Blues.
Oh, God, what is that called? There's this crazy,
bizarre
country festival about an hour and a half outside of Lyon up in the mountains, and it is a mind fuck.
Saint-Grève.
Comment s'appelle? Oh, God, I will remember it.
Le Blues Country Fest.
No. Anyway.
They have these cutouts. They drew that, I guess they're deer or reindeer or something, and they like have cardboard cutouts, and they put them all around the city and all these signs with the town. It's not a city. And it's like everybody dresses up, and this little woman who ran a little shop was dressed up in these orange and yellow leather chaps.
Oh, it's crazy, man.
Huge hat.
With like satin
Equi-blues.
Equi-blues.
Yeah, which actually it was a lot of fun. I mean,
it was not a lot of fun for me. I got into a bit of an altercation with another artist.
That's right, because there's always like a bunch of French cowboys and then a shit ton of people from Texas.
Yeah, quite a few Texas artists do it.
And a shit ton of wine.
Yeah, because you go back, you're all staying in this kind of large B&B, but there's this bar there, and all the artists just come back, especially the more redneck artists who don't, you know, man, fuck France. You know, so they sit there and just lose their mind drinking. And I had my child with me.
Oh,
and someone wanted to. Yeah, let's not talk about it.
Okay.
Right. Anyway, we're going to be in Paris at Divan du Monde.
What does that mean? Does that mean anything?
Something of the world. I don't know what Divan.
The best?
I don't know. My French is terrible. So after we do Paris, the band is going to go home. I mean, Casey and Kevin are going to go home. Kevin has actually been in Europe.
Yeah.
Right. This is April 15th. Kevin has been in Europe, I believe, for about 6 weeks.
Yes. With
his extremely pregnant fiance, who is going to give birth in June. And they are basically pretending they're 22.
Yeah.
They both went over there. They each brought a backpack and a duffel bag.
Yeah.
And they've just been killing it.
Yeah. The posts on Facebook is like, even if I was 21,
the energy level that dude has,
not pregnant or with someone who was, I just can't imagine.
They're insane. I love them, but they're
amazing.
I
want to write a book about them.
No, I'm not going to read that. I've already read a book about them with their fucking Facebook posts. Because about 3 days into the trip, I said, "Oh, it's going to be one of these trips, isn't it?" It was like 10 minutes of video and 28 pictures every 3 hours. The bass player is actually, this is his last little run as a bass player. He's an amazing musician, but he's also a medical doctor who's beginning his residency in Seattle, I believe, starting in June.
I think that's right.
I'm
playing in Seattle later this year, so hopefully I'll get to see them.
Yeah, he'll come out and play.
It is a great loss for Nashville's musical community because Kevin Simonelic is a superb musician, bass player, and a great hang.
Yeah, he is. Kevin and Casey both, and Casey's a monster drummer. Casey's actually a really good keyboard player, a good bass player, a good guitar player, and sings his ass off as well. Casey Todd on drums, and those two guys are so fun to be on the road with because they just, you can't make them complain. And believe you me, I try.
You know, I've seen it.
They're just really good dudes, great musicians. Anyway, they're going to go fuck themselves after that, and they can get lost. I don't care if I ever see them again after that show. How about that? What are you doing?
I don't know.
So those guys are going back to the States, and Dan and I are going to take one day to get from Paris to Barcelona.
Are we taking the train?
There is a train. I believe we'll be taking the train.
Yes.
We'll be taking the train to Barcelona. And we're playing in Barcelona on the 6th of May at a place
we're
called...
We're playing at Rock Sound.
At Rock Sound, yeah. And then on the 7th of May, we're going to Zaragoza.
Well, depending on where you're from, it could be Zaragoza or Zaragoza. No sé.
It starts with a Z. It's got two Zs in it. You don't get that very often in English, so that's exciting.
You don't.
Playing at La Ley Seca. Again,
is the dry rule?
Yeah, I don't. I couldn't figure out what that was.
No puedo entender.
And then on the 8th of May, we're going to be in Madrid playing at the Hard Rock Cafe. So you know we've made it.
Boom.
Boom. Nailed it.
Didn't we play at the Hard Rock Cafe in Oklahoma?
Casino, yeah.
Yeah.
That was really awful.
With the electronic drums.
Yeah, yeah, because yeah. We were playing in the casino.
Yeah.
Playing in the casino is so fun because, A, no one gives a fuck, and, B, you get to hear the machines go, ding, 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 ding.
Yes.
Which is usually right about, I think it's a C sharp.
Didn't we, I think we got out a little
yeah, I think
tuner
so.
Thing
grab
trying to figure out
grab
what it
was. Grab that telly. So I think it's in tune. Because I think that's about where it is.
Well, that's a G.
Well, it's not a G. I was way off then.
C sharp would be... Oh, that's much more annoying.
Yeah.
Yes.
And what's really cool is when that's going on, to play a song in the key of D.
Especially if it's a ballad.
Yeah.
Behind the wall there lies a god.
Yeah.
I almost got in a fight. I almost got in a fight for the first time since I played with Brad Martin.
Who'd you almost get in a fight with?
That guy that was hitting on my friend Lainey.
Oh yeah. You were like, "Hey, dude." I was like, "What's up?"
Yeah.
You were like, "Just keep an eye on me." I was like, "Seriously? Are you about to go? This is fucking awesome."
Yeah.
Cohen's like, about to go.
Just stay close, big guy.
You're bigger than me. You're taller than me. You just slouch.
And then I saw him being escorted out by security.
He was hammered.
He was hammered, and he was on something, too.
And that's the thing, kids. It's good to have a good time, but don't let your good time ruin my good time. Come on now.
Yeah, if you're going to be fucked up and obnoxious, do it on the other side of the room.
Yeah, yeah. Or better yet, do it at home. Drink alone. I think that's really the takeaway.
Yeah.
If you can, drink alone.
Yeah. And don't drink and drive.
No.
And if you do drink and drive, don't drive from Austin to Kentucky and start drinking at 10 o'clock in the morning and stop at a Stuckey's in Arkadelphia and back into a flower pot and break the front window of the Stuckey's. And don't do it in front of four cops.
Hypothetically.
And don't have your cat with you so that when you have to spend the night in jail, she has to spend the night in the office there. Although, I must say, Clark County, Arkadelphia Police Department, they're top notch. They're good folks.
They're good people.
Everyone was really nice to me, or to my friend. Let that happen to you. But seriously, don't drink and drive.
Yeah, don't. Really don't. Really don't.
Phenomenally dumb.
Yeah, I mean, you could kill yourself, which is bad, but more importantly, you could kill someone else, which is worse than bad.
Yeah.
So, don't be an asshole.
Yep.
Be an asshole at home. That's what I do. May 8th, Madrid, Hard Rock Cafe. May 9th, let's see if I can do this. We're playing at Los Picos in Liergarnes.
It's the whiskey bar Los Picos.
Ah, whiskey bar. Whiskey bar Los Picos. 333,000 bottles of whiskey.
Ah, ¿dónde está el whiskey para los picos?
Ah, está en Lirganes, en España.
Qué lástima, qué lástima.
Okay, and after that, the last gig on this run is going to be May 10th, and it's going to be, how do you pronounce the name of this club? Umore Ona.
Bilbao.
Is,
I do not think that is Spanish. I think it is something else, but Umore Ona doesn't.
Yeah, this almost sounds...
What are you doing, Teddy?
He does.
He's like licking and doing his head up and down like a horse.
Yeah, he does it sometimes. I think that's an allergy thing. Yeah, that almost seems like Gaelic or something, doesn't it?
Yeah, umore ona. I don't. It looks Italian to me or something. Not sure about what that's all about. But yeah. But it's in Bilbao. And then my dad is coming over for. Well, actually, my dad is coming over for a couple of these shows.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And Uncle David. You met David.
Yeah.
David Ernest. And then you're going home.
Yeah, I am.
And I'm flying to Norway with your guitar, maybe.
Which is a little fucked up. I just learned this today that he's taking my guitar. You
know? Yeah, I like to make plans without telling Jace what's going on.
And then me, I just, you know, go along with it because I'm a nice guy.
Yeah.
Or a jackhole. So, yeah, you're doing your Norway dates.
Then I go up to Norway.
I'm going to get a cup of coffee while you tell the people about your Norway dates. You want some coffee?
Yeah, I would love some.
You're not getting cream or sugar?
Nope. I'm in honor of being at Jace Everett's house, doing our first podcast, I'm drinking my coffee, Jace Everett style. Black.
Black and bitter.
Black.
Like we like better.
Yes. So I go up to Norway. Jace is going upstairs, and Teddy's following him. Going to Norway. I'm playing at a place called... Lil Old Bull in Bergen on May 16th. And May 17th, I'm playing in a town called Rosendal. And I'm going to fuck this up, but it's the venue is called Snickeriet. I don't know what that means. I'm going to fuck up this next date, which is the 22nd, in Haugesund, Norway. We've been there before. At Skapobar, I think. I don't know what that means. The next one is the Bluebird Cafe, actually, as it turns out, on May 23rd. That is in Stavanger, Norway. Then on the 31st, at the Old River Saloon in a place called Etne, or Etnesjøen. And then, I'm playing in Stavanger before, on that run, before you come back over.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to be in Stavanger a lot. He doesn't care, folks. Thank you for the coffee.
Sure, man.
Nice. So, I don't have the Dalarna Festival on here yet. I need to put that on here.
I don't know if I do. I don't know if I've even announced it yet.
Is that June 4th?
I don't think. Can I tell you that I have no fucking idea?
You did say that. I remember you saying that a few seconds ago.
Yeah, I'm embarrassed to say that I'm going through some things at home that that are a little time consuming.
Why don't we just? I bet it's on the internet. We're all typing on our devices.
Yeah, I hope this is as riveting for you as I would imagine it is listening to this.
This says
how long have we been talking?
We're playing like an hour? Friday in 2011.
Well, we did.
Yes,
that was my birthday.
Yes.
No, it was 2012.
Well, this says 2011, and it's on the internet, so everything on the internet is true.
True. Yeah.
If it wasn't true, it wouldn't be on the internet.
I get it. You're right. Yeah, you're right.
That's what I thought. Twitter, Rass Records. Jace Everett plays Dalarna. 2014. Maybe I should put that in there. This is a fun festival.
It is a fun festival, and we're doing a fun thing on this festival because we're... hanging out with some young musicians, some kids, and doing like a little quote-unquote clinic with them.
Oh,
and we're going to teach them a few songs and spend a few hours with them. Then we're going to go do our gig that night. But the next day at like noon, we're going to get up with those kids and play some tunes.
Really?
Yeah. Which I think is...
In front of people?
In front of people.
In front of Norwegians?
In front of Norwegians.
In front of Egersundians?
Yes.
Our friend Ruth will be there. Hi, Ruth.
Hi, Ruth. What's happening?
She's gorgeous. She has a boyfriend now.
Damn it.
Nah.
I need to get a boyfriend.
I know a guy.
Do you?
He's handsome.
Has he got money?
No.
He's not that handsome to me.
Okay. All right. We'll find you somebody.
I need somebody with money and a lot of patience.
That shouldn't be too hard to find.
That finds me appealing. That's the deal breaker.
Field is narrowing.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I'm not finding anything. Oh, wait, here it is. Jace Everett is back. Zaman med Orly Brown. Leave music for a club scene or tile some go over.
Are you trying to read Norwegian right now?
Yes. It's not going well for me.
Yeah, I wish you would stop. I'm sorry this is so boring, people. I'm trying to find out where this... Oh, sweet Lord in heaven. What's happening? Why do I not know anything about my own life?
Disse herren vil betale for alt. That's what I say into the mic in Norway.
Mm. That's it great, Dan.
This gentleman will pay for all the drinks.
Oh, that's right. That's what you always say. You know, I
gotta tell you, man, learn some Norwegian.
I know. I've looked into trying, and I'm not going to.
There's not a lot of impetus. There's not a lot of incentive when everybody speaks English.
At least as well as I do.
Yes, and oftentimes much better than we do. And certainly better than our neighbors.
And I used to be pretty good at picking up languages.
It's a tough language.
But this one is difficult. It's way above my pay grade.
The Scandinavian languages, Icelandic is supposed to be one of the top three hardest languages to learn in the world.
Icelandic? And how really different is that?
Because there are all these vowel sounds that we don't do.
Oh, man. Well, I gotta say, that's really unpleasant, everything that just happened with you out of your mouth parts.
It's pretty common.
Did you announce all your dates?
I did. Well, I announced all the Norway dates.
Okay, well, tell us. Well, we'll do this again. We'll announce your North American dates later.
Yeah.
I think we've been talking for 3 hours already.
Yeah.
I don't know how
There's going to be a shit ton of American dates for me, solo dates this summer. And you can go to www.dancohenmusic.com. And find out about that. As I said, my record is out. I don't think Jace has mentioned his record, which is called Terra Rosa.
I did at the very beginning.
Okay, well, let's mention it again.
Okay, yeah, Terra Rosa, available actually at some retail places, even in Europe. It's a good record, new record. Go get it.
Fantastic.
You can find it at jaceeverett.com as well and on iTunes and all that jazz. And then Dan Cohen's new record that came out today, April 15th, here in these United States.
Ooh.
It's called Bluebird. And it really is, it's by far the best record Dan's ever done. I mean, honestly, most of his other stuff was pretty terrible.
Yeah.
And this one is listenable, at least.
Wow.
Which is...
I'm glad I came today for this. This was certainly worth getting out of bed for. Man, if I hadn't had to use your fax machine to send my tax form in,
You wouldn't have come?
No.
I get it.
Well, I got a free sandwich, too.
See?
Coffee. I got to hang out with Teddy, so...
I'm actually going to dock your pay on the sandwich and the coffee, so no free refills at Shea Everett. Now, Bluebird is a fantastically good record. It really, really, really is. You need to check it out. It's not really like Jace Everett music. It's very much Dan Cohen music. He's his own animal, so if you hate my music, you may just love Dan's.
It's like if Jace Everett took like a bunch of Xanax...
And got smarter after he did it, which is fairly rare, I think, to take a bunch of Xanax and get smarter.
It feels like we're getting ready to sign off. Are we doing that?
We can.
Or are we more to talk about? Can we call this guy? The guy who invented...
You know what we should do? Here's what we're going to do. We're going to sign off because I don't know how long this has been. And we'll call this guy on the next episode.
This could get seriously nerdy also.
So I know. We'll call this guy the next time we do this. I think this is too long.
Yeah, already. I think we've... Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
fucking bored.
I'm asleep right now.
I actually went to sleep a minute
ago.
Okay. Hey, this is Jace Everett.
This is Dan Cohen.
And we thank you for listening. We hope to see you guys at Jace Everett shows and Dan Cohen shows. And we really do appreciate you guys feeding us and clothing us with your participation.
Yes.
And listening to and buying our music. It means the world to us. Thank you very much. Be safe, and we'll see you on the road.